Hi there. Do you know what your anxiety profile is? Me, I was a besieged panicker. We often say that the first step to reversing anxiety is to understand it. And that's why we've created a tool to help you discover your anxiety profile. And it's totally free. In about 90 seconds, you'll receive your customized anxiety profile. And it will answer so many questions you've probably been struggling with, including, am I going crazy? And why me? So if you haven't yet, pause this episode and head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile or click the link in the show notes. I promise you'll get a lot more out of this and every episode once you know your anxiety profile. And now, on to the show.
Regrets. We all have them. And what to do about those really, really big ones. Today on the show.
Welcome to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast, where each week we'll bring you another discussion to help you on your way to overcoming your fears. I'm Erica, and together with Dr. Charles Barr, a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in anxiety, we'll be your guides on this journey. To find a list of helpful free resources we offer, head to lifefreeofanxiety.com. Because you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. Welcome back to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast. I am Erica, joined today by Dr. Charles Barr, licensed clinical psychologist who specializes in anxiety. Now, as you can imagine, Dr. Barr has been in practice for over 30 years, so he's heard a thing or two on his couch about regrets. But one of the reasons he wanted to cover this topic is because regrets can have a lot or a little to do with your anxiety. So we're going to talk about that today. Real quick, please listen back to the last episode of this podcast. It's a great one. It is the first audio session of the 16-week anxiety program, the CHANGE program, which we constantly talk about on this show because we did it ourselves. We got the rights to the program because it works, and we know it works because it worked on us. But we are providing you with the first audio session in that podcast. It is one of the greatest things you will ever hear on anxiety. It's not long, it's not boring, and you need to hear it. And it is the best description of anxiety, why you got it, and what it has to do with childhood, what personality traits of a person gets this, what the levels of stress have to be to get into this condition, the first panic attack. It talks about a lot of really, really good stuff. It changed my life when I heard it. I still like to listen back to it because it's that good. So just listen to the previous episode of this podcast and you will hear that. That's Lou Owensby who breaks that down for us. And this is the first time this has ever been made public. So you get a sample of the CHANGE program, which is a 16-week anxiety treatment program. It's the one Dr. Barr and I went through to overcome our anxiety. It's the one people are currently using to overcome their anxiety. We've got a group going right now. They are making excellent progress. If you'd like to learn more or just buy the program, go to changewith2as.com. All right, let's get to the show. All right, it's Erica back with Dr. Barr for an episode on a not-so-covered topic all the time. We're going to be talking today about regrets. We all have them.
You know, we just don't live in this life very long before we've done something that is wrong or has hurt somebody and we've screwed up in some way. And boy, we can live with that for a long time sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny you say that we cannot live in this life very long before that happens, because my little one-year-old, I was just changing him right now, and he was lying flat on his back, and he was brushing his hair, and he dropped the brush on his nose and started bawling. And I was thinking, I bet you regret that, the way you were holding that and then dropping it on your face.
<That's right.
laughs> Because he was really upset about it for a while afterwards. And so, you know,
right.
He really hasn't been on this planet very long. He's already got regrets, poor guy.
Well, actually, those kinds of regrets are very instructive to us, aren't they?
That's a good point.
You know, it's like, okay, I need to not hold it that way. I need to hold it a different way. So I'll try something different next time.
Yes.
And those regrets, they come and they go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But when it comes to interpersonal things, they don't necessarily go away all that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had regrets in my life, but I try not to dwell on those.
Yeah. It's tricky.
It is tricky. One of our good friends died, oh, 2 or 3 years ago, I guess it's been now. No, it's been probably more like 5 years ago now. And my wife and I were there as she was dying, and we left because we knew she was dying, but we didn't know how long it would be before she would actually pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we left, and I regret having left. Mm-hmm. She died like only an hour and a half after we left. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, it was closer than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but how could you know?
Well, yeah, and you can't.
Right.
That's the thing. You can't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for
that
me,
that doesn't keep you from feeling it though.
No, definitely not. That's, yeah. And that's one of them on our list that we're going to get to. Cause that's a big one. I know when I was a kid, I had such a fear of, I think it really started when my parents were on the verge of divorce. I became very, very fearful of regret. I became fearful that if they had a fight or somebody had a fight that, and they left the house and somebody got into a car accident, there was going to be a regret. And that has stayed with me of how I handle things in some ways. Probably it's probably positive because I tend to handle things a little bit more sensitively sometimes of how we leave off, I hope.
Yes.
But sometimes I think it can really, it's interesting that it can, just the fear of regret can be there because regret is so strong and we don't want to feel it, right? I mean, that must
That's
be
right.
Why I was working so hard not to have regrets, because then I'd have to have the regret. And that's no fun.
That's right.
And that's a very shameful, sometimes dark place to be.
Well, we even talk about that sometimes in a passive-aggressive or not so passive-aggressive way sometimes, even, you know, it's like, you know, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, kind of thing.
Yeah, you're gonna regret this. I may or may not have told that to some ex-boyfriends. I don't know.
That's right. It's a threat of regret, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so we use it as a threat.
Yes.
You know, you're gonna regret.
Because then the regret would be the worst thing. Because I guess because regret symbolizes loss a lot of times. It symbolizes the ability or inability to get something back for, you know, sometimes forever.
Yes. Yes.
Who wants to live with that?
That's part of the difficulty. That's even part of the difficulty of making commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you make a commitment to do one thing, it means you're also committing to not do some of these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, especially in relationships, you know, it's like, well, I'm afraid to commit to this person because then that means I have to say no to all the other people in the world.
Yeah.
In order to be faithful and keep fidelity in my marriage and that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to say no to all the other women out there.
Yeah, if you're so lucky. I think too, with getting married in general, it's the question I know I had, and thank God I can answer this question now. I don't have any regrets. But when I was, you know, engaged, it was very exciting. But since I'm a thoughtful person, I wasn't like a little Cinderella, like, when do we start planning the wedding? I was very much like, well, will I regret this in 5 years? Will I regret this in 10 years? You know, I had to think about, if I get married, will I regret it? That's a big, that's a big question if you're about to get married or if you, you know, even, you know, having kids, will I regret having kids? Will I be able to love them? Or there's just a lot of big consequences sometimes to our decisions. So
that's right. Now, so we all have regrets. They happen to us. We're all going to have them. Some of them are very private. Some of them are very public, unfortunately, for those folks who have the very public ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been fortunate that I think the things that I regret have all been very private. Well, now, why are we talking about regrets when we're a show on anxiety? Well, because regret is one of those things that can fuel your anxiety if you're caught in a regret, guilt kind of circle.
Mm-hmm.
That can just fuel your anxiety. And so we don't want that happening.
Yeah, it's interesting what you just said, because it clicked in my mind too of regret can trigger embarrassment. And I think with us sensitive people who are more cautious and thinkers, you know, we think before we talk and we're just more, you know, we're just more sensitive people. I think also embarrassment with regret is huge. I know for me, I can feel very embarrassed pulling on things that I said or did that nobody remembers, but I still think about.
That's right. It's like you're the only one remembering it.
Yeah. And not to mention the sensitive person, even on a day-to-day basis, sometimes I have regrets, you know, everybody has those like short-term regrets too. Did I just eat too much? I regret that. Or did I just say the wrong thing? Oh, I regret that. I shouldn't have said that. And so I think we're going to get into here more about bigger regrets in life. But I just wanted to say, sometimes I have to be cautious as a sensitive person of regretting things 2 minutes ago, because I can be really hard on myself. And sometimes it's caused, you know, sometimes it has to do with embarrassment. Sometimes it has to do with shame or embarrassment, whatever.
But yes.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. I think all people have regrets. I think sensitive people might be a little more sensitive to regrets.
Well, and I think that's true. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the bigger regrets of life. What are some of the bigger regrets that you can think of?
Well, we've got cheating or straying outside of the marriage, because once you do it, it can't be undone.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
breaking
boy,
the trust.
I regret having ever met that person.
Yeah, or breaking the trust and never being able to get it back with a spouse, or causing damage to the family. I'm sure. You've heard so much of this in your office in how many years? 30 years of therapy?
Yes.
You've heard it all, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if I've heard it all, but I've heard a lot.
Close. yeah, we've got another one on here. Do you want to cover those or talk about those?
Abortion is one of those biggies.
Mm.
You know, for some people, they're very sensitive and they make the best choice that they think they can at the time, and that choice ends up being having an abortion, and then they carry that for the rest of their lives sometimes, feeling regret over that and feeling pain over that decision. And so that's a big one. You know, you mentioned the cheating, and then I kind of mentioned that at the first. You know, if you haven't been with someone when they died,
or, yeah,
you know, just watching what you say as you part, because what if they have a wreck and die and you had a fight with them right before,
mm-hmm,
and your last words were angry words, those kinds of things. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens, you know, where,
yeah,
someone does get in a car accident or has a heart attack or whatever, and your last words were angry words,
mm-hmm,
or you're estranged or that kind of thing. So those are the big issues. But then there's a whole host of little issues that are not so public. Nobody else necessarily even knows about them, but we can be trapped in them. You may regret that you took a promotion, or regret that you made a move, or, you know, my parents, when they were my age now, when they retired and they went to a new home, I was not able to go and help them pack up the old home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, they're still strong and capable, and that can, and now I realize, being my age, it's like, I really regret that I didn't go help them.
That's so sweet. See, I think that's a sensitive person. That's a sensitive person who thinks
it's
that,
like,
all these years later.
Yeah, it's like they really needed the help, because I know if I had to move right now, I'd sure want my son's help. So,
yeah.
And it's not that I couldn't do it myself. It's just that it would make it so much easier. And
right.
So, okay, so we all have regrets. So what are we going to do so that that doesn't fuel our anxiety? How are we going to get past that and not beat ourselves up for having made the mistakes that we made and hurt the people that we've hurt and not had things go the way we wanted them to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely an individual type basis. I mean, you've got to see what feels right for you, because every regret is so different a lot, you know, from other regret. And it's tricky. This can really be ruling your life. I mean, this can be major minute by minute stuff, something that's really haunting you, or it could be something that kind of comes up every once in a while for you. I mean, this regrets are so different from each other.
Well, they are. Now, one of the things that one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this subject up in the topic of anxiety is I don't want people living with panic disorder and living with anxiety feeling like, well, this is my punishment or this is what I deserve.
Yeah.
And not seeking the help that they need or not being able to put away the bad feelings and let that fuel the anxiety and just make life miserable for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not called for. But what do you do to get over a regret? Because sometimes they're very difficult to do. Well, one of the things that I think that is very helpful is to sit down and write out the regret,
mm-hmm.
write it out on paper and be detailed with it. You know, what was the situation? Who were the players? What was going on at the time? And most of the time when you sit down and you do that kind of an exercise, you find out that in fact, you made probably the best decision you could make at the time, even though after you get away from it a little bit, you see that it wasn't such a good decision. And then I want you to write out an apology. Who did you hurt? Who got hurt in the situation? Write an apology for that. Now, this is similar to what they do in the 12-step programs of making amends. And you may not be able to make amends for the regrets that you feel,
mm-hmm.
but you may be able to make some amends, at least make an apology for it. And you may know some people that have a very hard time just saying that they're sorry or I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have a hard time apologizing?
Do I personally?
It
can definitely be hard for me to apologize. It depends on the case. It depends on the person too, how I think they're going to receive it. If I think somebody's going to blow me off, I don't really want to apologize because that's hard.
That's right.
So, yeah, yes. Apologies can be very tricky, but I would say it depends. It depends on and if I have a hard time with it. Most of the time, probably yes. I think most people do.
That's right. Well, so in the 12-step programs, they say make amends if you can make amends.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to do more damage for you to go back to somebody that was hurt by something you did, then it's probably not wise to try to make personal amends with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still write out the amends for yourself. You know, here's what I would have liked to have said to that person, or here's what I would have liked to have done differently in that situation, so that you're taking yourself through an instructive kind of thing. Here's what went wrong from my standpoint. Here's the hurt that I think I caused, or the hurt that it caused me. You know, my decision may have hurt me more than anyone else.
Yeah.
And I regret that. So make an amend to yourself.
Yeah.
But writing that out, and if you can't make an amends in person or in reality like that, then please don't. You know, don't try to force that. But if you can, do it. And if you can't, you've at least written it out, and that really is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So apologize when you can. That's and then remind yourself that you made the best choice you could with the information you had at the time.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there might be somebody who says, I didn't make the best decision with, the information I had. And I think at that point, you have to remember that you're human and you might have been going through something else at the time. And sometimes humans just do have bad moments too. And they do bad things, you know? I mean,
that's right.
Because it's, you might really not feel like it was a good intention you had. And guess what? We all don't have good intentions sometimes, to be quite blunt. You know, I mean, we all have that side to us and we all can really screw up. But at the same time, I think if you really were to diagnose this the way Dr. Barr is explaining in a letter and stuff, you might find that there's more grace for yourself than you thought. And there might be some things you did not see before of why you're not, you know, so horrible. I think generally that's the case, that you will find that, okay, I see that this was at least happening at the time, and that's why this happened, even though it wasn't right necessarily or whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to play devil's advocate for a second in case anyone's listening saying, no, I really did something that is really bad.
Well, and sometimes that's true, you know, and you hear people all the time think, well, I should have known better.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that would have been nice. You know, and in our program, we say, you know, well, it would have been preferable if you had known better, if you had chosen better.
But you did learn something if you're saying that, obviously. You learned, right? So there's that.
Well, we hope so.
If you say,
That's actually one of the psychologists, the kind of the leaders in the psychology world, had made a quote that said, may you make many mistakes and learn well from each.
Hmm.
Well, you have to kind of think about that for a while. I was like, I don't want to make a lot
of
mistakes.
Yeah, who wants to?
That's right.
Yeah.
And yet my grandkids listen to The Magic School Bus. I don't know whether you've ever heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. I know Magic School Bus.
But Mrs. Frizzle is famous for always saying, so take chances. Get messy, you know, it's like, and learn, you know, and so if we don't take chances, then we don't learn as much as we might.
Right.
And if we're full of regret, then that keeps us from taking other chances that we maybe then may regret that we didn't take.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have it on both ends, don't we?
Yes.
So we have the admonitions that say, take the chance. I know you don't know everything. You're going to make mistakes. Learn from those mistakes rather than just feeling regret about them.
Yeah. And if you can are about to make a decision with one of these, you know, major ones or anything that's major for regret, I would say really try to think about what that regret might look like to have. What would you lose? How would it impact you in, you know, 5-10 years, and really look at that, because it might feel like, oh, I'm living my life how I want or whatever in the moment, but try to feel what that regret would look like before you make that choice to avoid some serious regret, I would say, because
that's right.
You know,
I agree with that.
Yeah, once it's done, it's done, and we want the best for you, of course. I know you said something about watching for triggers with negative people, I guess, of the past or situations that remind you of regrets, going back to if you are dealing with regrets right now. I could totally see that, because there are certain people, certain music, certain whatever that really remind me of regret, things I regret. And that takes a lot of good, positive talking when I see those people, talking to myself about, okay, relax. This is just a trigger. You're a fine person. Don't go crazy right now. I have to have those talks with myself with triggers. So I really like this one.
Well, actually, and it's very important for us to remember that we have a lot of good qualities about us.
Mm-hmm.
None of us want to be remembered for our worst moment or our worst mistake, our worst impulse. You know, we just don't want to be remembered for that.
Right.
And we are so much more than that one thing.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to remember that. And so sitting down and listing all of those positive qualities that you have about yourself, and things that you do like about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to like something about you.
Yeah,
I
know.
Really
it's hard to believe, but it's okay. Yeah.
And
right. Yeah.
I have other good qualities about me that are redeeming.
Yeah. And
you know, we listed some of those earlier on in the program when we were talking about the characteristics of anxiety folks. They're smart.
Yes.
They're sensitive.
Sensitive.
They're dependable. They have high expectations of themselves. You know, all those list of good qualities that anxiety folks tend to have.
Mm-hmm.
So that it sets us up on one end, but it heals us on the other. So.
Right. And I would say, lastly, talk to somebody who can kind of laugh about your move regret story. If you've got a story like the move regret, where Dr. Barr says it to me, and it's this big thing in his mind of how he should have done it. But to me, I can hear that story and say, I know you had fine intentions at the time. I know the kind of person that you are. This, your parents were okay in the end, and you can have a little bit of a laugh about it. I think if you have anyone like that in your life that can do that for you, maybe share it with somebody. Because I do think when we internalize these things, they blow up in our mind so much more. And when I've said it out loud to a friend or my parents or something, and I've heard their response to it, I see the grace they have for me. And then I'm like, okay, you're right. This was a bit of an overreaction. Not that you overreacted.
That's right.
I'm not saying you overreacted, but I'm just saying I know the good intention you had and have in your life. So, you know, I don't look at it like you do. I'm not harsh like you might have been on yourself.
Yes, yes. Well, that's another, that's a really good point. Share it with somebody, even if they're, it may be too serious to laugh at.
Right, yeah, always
but
funny.
But at least you've shared it and somebody else knows that that is something that you carry and they help you carry it.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, I had a big decision to make, and I went to one of my mentors who was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he said to me, because I was so afraid I would regret my decision, and he said, Charles, you can only make the best decision you can make at the time with the knowledge you have.
Yeah.
So make the decision and then don't look back.
Hmm.
And I always thought that that was really sage advice.
Mm-hmm.
As I've come forward from that time, you know, it's like, don't spend time looking back.
Yes.
Life is always coming at you from the front. And so it's much better to spend time thinking about what you're going to do, how you're going to change things, what you're going to do in the future, and what good is still out there to be done. And that's a better way to go, is to be looking forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you had this verse of, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. And that's Philippians 3:13, which I thought was a really good verse. I can honestly say that with, as far as regrets and forgiving myself, I'd be in a much different place with how hard I was on myself. You know, last little note, with that said, the key themes of Christianity and how I relate to my faith and what I believe is really pulled me through with some of my deepest, darkest regrets. And that's just the way it is. I know that could be controversial to some, but that's honestly, I don't know how to have a better view of myself other than seeing it through that lens. That's been my biggest saving grace.
Well, and I think it is grace, actually.
Yes. Play on words there.
Right. And the Apostle Paul was the one who wrote that. And boy, if anybody had reason to have regrets, he certainly did. I mean, he was persecuting the Christians of the time before he met Christ.
Yeah.
And so there's where the grace comes in.
Right. Yeah.
So we want, if you're living with regret, if you have a painful event in your life, we want you to work on that. And we want you to know that you can quit looking behind and look to the future.
Mm-hmm.
But deal with what that regret is. Deal with it honestly, because if you don't deal honestly with it, then it's not going to help. But if you deal with it honestly, then you can start looking forward. And if you're a person of faith, then ask for forgiveness and take the grace that is offered and go forward.
Right. I know we could have gone on about this topic for a long time. There's movies about, the central theme is regret. There's books about regret. I mean, there's just so many
absolutely.
Ways we could have gone with this, but we hope we covered it as succinctly as we could in 30 minutes. So thanks for being here. I know it's not the easiest topic to talk about. Some people might not even be, they might have seen the topic of regrets. They might see this come up on their podcast app and skip right over it because it's tricky.
That's right.
It's hard stuff to look at. It's hard for me. It's hard for everyone.
Yes,
so
it is.
With that said, thanks for being here again. Thanks for sticking with us. And we'll be back with you next week.
Yes. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Well, I said it at the end there. Thanks so much for sticking with us. We know regrets is not a very fun topic. It's not a fun topic to even think about. It was a little bit hard even to have this discussion as the podcast host. So I know it's cringeworthy probably when you're listening too, but hopefully you also got some good insight. So again, you can look up the Change Program if you want to learn more about that. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. There's an episode up right now. I really, really want you to hear. If you never listen again, I just wanted you to hear this episode. It is the one that we put out before about why you got anxiety. And it includes the first audio session of Change. We provided that for the first time. It's been made public and it's never been made public before. And this program, don't forget, was first started in the 70s. But it is some of the best information on anxiety you will ever hear. It will at least tell you why you got it. And if you feel that this is explaining why you got it, trust me that they have the other part of the answer too on how to solve it. All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that something in today's conversation provided you with a feeling of hope, determination, or purpose. I know what you're going through. And that's why I want to give you some of the tools that helped me in my anxiety journey. To get a free copy of Free From Fears, head to freefromfearsbook.com. To find out more about the Change Anxiety Treatment Program, find us at changewith2as.com. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. See you next week. Before you go, I wanted to give you one last reminder to discover your anxiety profile at lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile. Going forward, we really think this should be the starting point for everyone's anxiety journey. Once you're done, you'll probably wonder how we could learn so much from just a few questions. It really is amazing. What you don't see is behind the scenes, your responses are compared to what we've learned from helping over 200,000 people just like you reverse their anxiety over the past 40 years. It's a data-backed assessment with real insights. I promise it's worth 90 seconds of your time, and it's totally free. Just click the link in the show notes or head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile, and I'll talk to you again soon.